Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we really focus on helping people to overcome mindset challenges so that they can fast track personal and professional success. We always ask that you take a few moments and subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes that are released on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And thank you for taking a few moments after you've enjoyed this podcast to leave us a rating and a review. Most certainly, your support of the podcast is appreciated. How to do what others won't do is our topic for today. Our daily lives often demand conformity, but standing out and achieving exceptional results requires a willingness to do what others won't. Whether it's in personal or professional pursuits, those of us who elect to distinguish ourselves are often the ones who go the extra mile. We're okay with embracing a little bit of discomfort and commitment to actions that lead to the outcomes that we desire are sought after. We embrace those. We're just cut a little differently, and we're okay with being challenged. And it's within this departure from the familiar is where we sort of breed success. It's the elementary component that allows us to go a little further, perhaps a whole lot faster. In this episode, we really want to think through this concept a bit and unpack a few things from a science perspective, and then also just from a day-to-day practical, let's be engaged and involved perspective. When I started to make strides in this specific space, I started to see the turnaround time from imagining an outcome to the fulfillment of the outcome radically reduced. And I want that for you. I want to also guide you through how you think about navigating this specific episode. And I want you to think about this. I want you to be looking for the areas where you can come up a little higher, where you can take more action, where you can, as we shared in the intro, embrace some discomfort, that you can get the extraordinary outcome that you desire. Research underscores the transformative power of stepping beyond our comfort zones. And when we're able to confront challenges, immerse ourselves in unfamiliar activities, our brains become much more creative. They tend to ignite with possibility once we get past the fear factor, or once we get past the hesitation, or once we get past knowing that we're outside of the comfort zone. There's a bunch of different cognitive stimulus that takes place when we do this. I will tell you that you have to be on guard and be prepared for this, because some of it is going to tell you to go back to the familiar. We have to deny that piece and instead move forward swiftly into accepting that we're in an uncomfortable place right now, but it's the most fertile ground that we can be on for innovation, for self-discovery. Then having the thoughts start to manifest that really put us in the driver's seat of becoming much more adept to what it is we're facing, what it is we want as an outcome even. One of the things that I like to do is when I find myself in an uncomfortable situation, I always seem to look past that and I go to first the end result. Why am I doing this? What's the big idea? If I am to literally do what others won't do, what is it going to benefit me? Then after that, I immediately back into, and oh, by the way, don't be so focused on that outcome, although it's the driver, that you miss all of the lessons that are going to be stacking up and accumulating while you're in pursuit, going from where you are to where you want to be. This is a very, very important point, because sometimes as humans, We get so fixated on the end result that we get there and it's like, ah, this is it? This is all there is to this? And we don't have that level of fulfillment that we thought we might have. Moreover, there's a bunch of self-development things that likely took place between start and finish that would allow us to see in near real time the change that is taking place within us. That when it's time for us to launch out in the deep again and get outside of our comfort zone, we have this ready reference that we can look back to and all of the milestones and markers that took place to get us to the completion. It should also be noted, family, that when you're working in a space like this, you can become forward thinking. At the point in which you become forward thinking, your ability to break through the noise, the resistance, becomes very, very easy after just a few of these wins. Settling in to and embracing creates a whole new set of cognitive flexibilities and capabilities that you can only gain access to by making yourself a little bit uncomfortable or doing what others won't do. The other side of this is really centered on a bodily response. You're going to have emotions that are going to emerge. When those emotions and feelings emerge, their sole purpose is to keep you safe. They're going to say to you, hey, we don't have a database entry for this. We don't have ready references for this. That alone is reason for us to sound the alarm and to get you to sit back down, reconsider, back out, change your mind. We have to get to a point, family, where we're aware of what we're feeling. We have to heighten our sense of awareness. So when these cues come in very subtle and they bubble up through our nervous system, we are so keenly aware of what we're thinking about and how we're feeling that we're able to deal with it and nip it in the bud before it becomes a huge opportunity for setback. When you embrace the idea that the extraordinary is achievable after a couple of wins, you put yourself in a really, really unique category of people who can gain access via internal resources to everything that they need to be successful. At the end of each podcast episode, I remind the listeners, you are enough. You can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. This is specifically why I say that. All of us have innately everything that we need. What we're doing in self-development in essence is just moving all of the barriers out of the way. We're moving the friction out of the way. We're settling in to being okay with not having all of the answers. We're able to quench and settle down all of those feelings and emotions when they raise up by sharing with them the outcome that we're going to get and all of the cool lessons learned along the way that really help us set the stage for continuous improvement. These are skills that you find resident in everyone who is successful. The other thing you find in this particular batch of folks whom we're saying that would possibly do what others won't do is the growth mindset. They know that they're going to be entering into a territory where they don't have all of the answers. This is ideal for a growth mindset story where we're saying effectively to ourselves, I don't have everything I need to subdue, to overcome, to break through this set of challenges. So I'm going to learn them. The fixed mindset says, I only have what I have and I'm kind of stuck. Growth mindsets, those are shenanigans, absolute shenanigans. You can do this. The only thing that stands in your way is you getting to a computer, getting to a course, getting to someone that is in a mentor or a coaching space, getting to some source of information to enrich the area that you might be lacking. And the same holds true for those areas in your life that you want to come up a little higher. You don't have to settle with how you've been configured heretofore. No, you don't have to do that. You can simply change your mind and make the decision that these traits and characteristics that I have noted in my journal about myself, I don't particularly like that level and I want them to come up a little higher. And you do the exact same process. You go to those sources, those trusted sources, those non-judgmental sources. You get the information that you need to raise your level a little higher, and you keep raising it until you're at a very comfortable level and it's serving you rather than hindering you. Growth mindset, embodying discomfort are the two key takeaways. Now, in the process of doing the research for this podcast, I stumbled along this fun fact. Feeling a bit chilly can boost calorie burning. As your body works harder to stay warm, feeling a bit chilly can boost calorie burning as your body works harder to stay warm. Likewise, embracing discomfort in life can be a mechanism for growth. Just as your body adapts to cooler temperatures, facing challenges head on can lead to expected benefits, setting you apart by turning discomfort into a pathway for personal and professional success. I thought that was absolutely smashing, and I thought that I should share that with you. Now, this brings us to our final key aspect, which is to develop uncommon habits. The foundation of success, family, often lies in daily routines that are frequently overlooked by most of us. Unless you have a defined morning routine, and unless you have settled into a process that gives you clarity for your day, there's a huge opportunity here for each of us. So whether it involves the discipline of rising early to seize the day, the commitment to setting and pursuing persistent goals, or just trying to find balance between work and life, we have to cultivate these habits. And we do so by practicing. Practice doesn't make perfect, but it most certainly gets you closer to perfection. It's the daily commitment to positive behaviors, often small yet impactful, that build us up, give us this richness to our day and everything that we desire to go after in that given day, week, month, quarter, leading into our short-term goals. The ability to maintain the discipline that is required to stick to these habits is paramount. We see this playing out each year, right around the beginning of the year. There's this whole bunch of resolutions and statements of such that are made. Guess what? They don't pan out because we're not changing the underlying behavior. That's done through subconscious mind programming. And if you haven't seen our episode on that, check that out. It's a really, really awesome. It's one of our best podcasts ever, literally. But we got to do some programming and some deep work on the inside to really etch this in a way that we can keep it going. By keeping the habit going, this is going to then give us the foundation that we need to keep doing that which we need to do to get the outcomes we want. We're going to be faced with challenges. We know that. You're going to be faced with distractions. We know that. Things are going to pop up in life that are unexpected. We know that. But by having these uncommon habits and being able to decipher what's taking place literally real time and inserting ourselves right into the moment to stop what would be unconstructive behavior or an ill response. That is the mark of maturity. These are the three attributes that literally will help you to do what others won't do. Let me recap for you. We said first, we're going to embrace discomfort. We said secondly, we're going to develop a growth mindset. Then we just talked about developing uncommon habits. To achieve anything in life is going to demand that we exercise courage, that we have a positive disposition, and we have supporting habits. So as you think through this, I asked you to be in a mindset of where can I do better as you look through your life? What actionable steps can you implement? I want you to continue thinking through that. Jot that down in your journal systematically, one at a time. Start to put these practices in place. And I assure you that doing what others won't requires a persistence and an effort that is borderline unwavering in the commitment category. But what you get back is undeniably far greater than what you put in, because to have these extraordinary achievements and to have extraordinary success is going to create for you a legacy that everyone is sure to remember. Thanks for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I most certainly appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R Thought Life, no spaces. And as a reminder, you are enough. You can do it. You are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.